trash talk in Turkish?
No, he's young, you know.
Yeah.
He respects me as a brother, you know, so.
So sure. Would you think about the coughing up the leads again tonight? What would you guys do different to assert yourselves and prevail finally?
I mean, they did a good job just executing on the end and making right decision and trying to win the game. So it was a good team around and all around what we did. You know, people get hurt, teams get hurt, and this is the part of the NBA. And you just have to stick with it and don't have to panic and just execute it and get a good shot on the other end and come back and try to get a stop and try to win the game. So it was a good effort.
How did you feel personally tonight?
I wasn't really feeling good at all. You know, I just couldn't get in the game. You know, I was already, you know, stiff through my back and just trying to get loose and get two quick fouls, sit on the bench, try to get loose again, get another two quick fouls. So just couldn't have my nights and hopefully, you know, try to make it up on Sunday and try to do my best for this team.
When you have a game like that and you see a team come in and just do so well, is that, I mean, that just shows the depth this team is going to have and when you guys all come together?
Definitely. I mean, this is Alvin's system that, you know, he tries to play everybody, and second unit was, you know, great again tonight too, and Hakeem was outstanding, you know, picking up those upsets and just pick and roll. He was great on those and they find him, and he was strong on finishing. So as long as, you know, starters, you know we start in the game, and when the second unit comes in and when they keep it up, and I think we're going to be a great team.
Tonight it was, you used to talk about being stiff and not being able to get into rhythm, but the inconsistency so far, is that just still trying to get used to everybody? I mean, it's only less than 20 games and you're still...
I mean, I was feeling good before this tonight, you know, it's just comparing other games, you know. I had a good, you know, road trip, you know, coming to tonight game, you know, so I was feeling much comfortable, but like I said, if you get it like two quick fouls in the like first 3 minutes, you come out and you don't get into like a second quarter, you know what I'm saying? Like, so then you try to get loose again, try to, you know, fit in the game, then you get another two quick fouls and you're out of the game, you know? So it's really hard, you know, sometimes, you know, to even win the situation that, you know, because of the foul problems, you know, you just don't do not much about it, you know what I'm saying? Like, so all I have to do, you know, be smart next time. And like tonight, you know, Gordon, you know, he was going for layup and I tried to come from behind, you know, so in those situations, you know, maybe I can let it slide and because I had 12 fouls down there, but, you know, like I said, I'm still a team guy and I will just try to do my best and whatever it takes.
Was that stiff from the collision you had with
Oshie? Yeah, he was a little bit stiff and like I said, I just tried to get loose and in and out of the game. It make it stiffer and wasn't really able to, you know, do much about it. So, I mean, it's not really a big deal. It's just, it's not really, you know, something that's going to cause me, you know, to be out of the games. It just, sometimes it gets stiffer. It just, till I get loose, you know, it just bothers me. So, but it wasn't really, you know, that, you know, major thing that is going to really affecting my game. You know, the thing that affected me tonight, just foul problems that I couldn't be able to, you know, stay in the game. Especially first 2-1, it was ridiculous, but, you know, sometimes you get those kind of calls and cause you game.